everyone. Ashley Daniels here for the Real Housewives of New York After Show. And we have two very special guests tonight, one of which is sitting to my right and very familiar face. So we will introduce them both right now. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin, guys. Our special guest tonight brought us some booze because, you know, the buzz and after buzz. No. But seriously, that was Slate. I did not make that up. He's very funny. We will introduce him in a second. I'm Ashley Daniels. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. And to my right tonight, I have Gretchen Christine Rossi.
Hi, guys.
Woo-hoo! You guys can find her at Gretchen Christine on Twitter and Gretchen Christine on Instagram.
It's actually all Gretchen Rossi still.
It's all Gretchen Rossi. Excuse me. I was wrong. But thank you so much for coming tonight.
No, thanks for having me. And you know, as a Real Housewife, you have to bring booze, right?
You did.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You delivered. You freaking delivered, of course. And to her right, we have...
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Relina. Please follow me at Thomas Relina. And I just debuted my reality show on YouTube. Check it out. It's called Your Time with Thomas, and I'm on episode 2. It's my story about coming out, so you guys don't want to miss it.
Oh, awesome. Yay. Congratulations.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. And on our guest couch tonight, he's live streaming or doing something.
It's Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
We have Jesus.
Slade. Hi, Slade. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
We've got some veterans.
Hey, congratulations
here tonight
on the new reality show, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Frankly, I don't have the balls to come out. So I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Make sure to watch it this Friday.
You guys, okay, so they were on the Tomorrow Show. Gretchen and Slade were on the Tomorrow Show the other night, and they were a blast. They actually made the lights go off.
That was crazy.
There was a power outage because they showed up.
We shut the whole thing down.
You did. And then Maria came down and turned it back on
with her bright light.
Yep.
But like, legit, Gretchen and Maria hugged. Yeah. The lights came on.
It was crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So thank you for making the trek back.
You guys did awesome.
Yeah, you guys were great.
Thank you.
Got so much feedback from people saying that you guys are so honest and they loved it.
That's sweet.
So it's really cool when we bring housewives in from other housewives to talk about the show. It's really interesting to see their perspective, and we get like a lot of inside scoop on stuff. So this is going to be a little different than the normal recap because we have you guys here, so we're spoiled right now. We want to ask you all these questions. Overall, I know, and we're very transparent here, all of us, including me, we were not here for the first half, a little bit of the episode, so we got filled in.
I was stuck in traffic.
And yeah, so we're all in the same thing. So, but with the part that seeing Ramona and Sonia fight over rooms, were you guys getting any deja vu? Maybe not so much you, Slade, but Gretchen, did you get any deja vu of times where you guys on The Real Housewives of Orange County fought over rooms?
You know what? It's so interesting because I feel like production always decided our rooms for us prior to getting there. And I think that they did it on purpose. But what's funny is the few times I've watched New York, I see them always fighting over rooms. So I feel like their production company is like, this is funny. They're always fighting and acting
they
like 5-year-olds.
They purposely don't do it for that season.
Yeah, I feel like they do it on purpose. Whereas with Orange County, I feel like the producers actually gave seniority, like the bigger, best room to the seniority or to whoever planned the trip.
Oh.
So whoever planned the trip gets like the best room.
Oh, that's so someone actually does plan the trip, like one of the housewives does plan
Well, I mean, right. I could get in trouble for this stuff. But
really?
Listen, well, yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, the fact of the matter is that what happens is production talks to the girls about, like, you know, like they think of a place that they're going, and then they try to find some connectivity with somebody in the cast. So, like, for instance, they'll be like, oh, Lydia's from Canada Whistler or whatever, let's go see her family up there or something like that. Right. They always try to find some sort of reason to go to that location, at least for us. That's how it always was.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
The Mexico trip, were you on that trip, the one with Heather and the like all the dicks everywhere? There was like...
Yes, I planned
you were
that whole thing. That
was, I was not there.
But you were there, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I planned the whole thing.
Yes. I wasn't there. I had nothing to do with that episode.
Right?
When you said all the dicks showed up, let's qualify that.
I just remember about Heather being freaked out. Lots of like
with the Mexican strippers. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. So this was a little. I mean, this wasn't as crazy this episode, but we did get a lot of drunkenness from Luann, which was epic. And I can't imagine watch what happens live tonight. They probably have so many.
Is Luann on there?
I don't know, but regardless, I think they're definitely going to feature all the falls. They have like funny
that
little things
hilarious.
They do.
It was so funny. Legit. I almost had tears out of my eyes. Out of all the housewife things I've ever seen, like I've never seen somebody like go straight up, beat up in a bush.
Yeah. Like, seriously. That was crazy. Do you remember them being ready and available with the alcohol as soon as you got to a trip?
Oh yes. Yeah. That was their plan. Like they have a plan. They know that they're flying you like somewhere remote. Normally it's halfway across the world, and they're making sure that you're jet lagged and tired and that you're drinking alcohol the whole time because they just want to see fight after fight after fight.
That's a bad combo. Like, even the most reasonable person, tired, drunk.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They know.
Never mind Ramona. Just bad.
And then you just have a little bit of crazy stirred in and you're screwed.
Yeah. Crazy.
I have an important question.
Yes.
Have you girls ever gone on an event or been somewhere and then had to share nipple covers?
No, I haven't yet, but there's a first time for everything.
Well, I just thought they were very well prepared with nipple covers.
Why, honey, have you been on a trip where you had to wear nipple covers?
I will tell you that at one point, Eddie and I were fighting over a bike seat. But that's a whole different story.
Oh. We have our host of The Real Housewives of Orange County
after show over here.
We got to bring you guys back to talk more about that.
I can't wait for you to be on it.
Oh, you're so cute.
You're featured on it a little bit, right?
I just make, like, a cameo appearance.
That's enough for all the viewers.
It's funny that they're, like, using me in the trailer and their commercials. I'm like, really? I did one time with
that's kind of like what they did with Jill Zarin this season. But, you know, I think the fans are going to be happy to see you back. You're one of the original people on it. So
you're so sweet.
Yeah. Tell us, my fans. You guys are friends with Jill Zarin. And, and her husband. Yeah. What's his name?
Bobby.
It's Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? Was it one of those Bravo events?
So I think it was a Bravo Upfront, I'm sure. I mean, I can't remember exactly because we've known each other for a long time.
Well, between Bravo Upfronts, between doing Watch What Happens Live together, between they used to, you know, they take cast and actually they use talent for promotions to the advertisers.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the Upfronts is part of that, but there's certain cases where an advertiser can't come to New York for the Upfront event.
Okay.
And for those that don't know what Upfronts are, the network is always pitching shows for the previous of the next season because they're trying to secure ad dollars.
Right.
So they would send Gretchen with Phaedra, and we would go to Oregon, for example, and do what they call a cable palooza. And all of those local advertisers from that area would come and they would do meet and greets and kind of meet the talent from all the different shows. So
I actually met a lot of housewives through that because for some reason Bravo loved to book me for those things, which I loved, and got to meet a lot of the advertisers, and you're taking pictures with everybody and doing stuff. So I met a lot of the girls through that, but I don't remember exactly how we met Jill. But we're going out to be with Jill.
So tell us about this.
We feel like we've known Jill forever too because
I feel like we have.
She's very close with Patty Stanger and Patty's.
We are having Patty on tomorrow's show on Monday, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Patty predicted our relationship.
Oh, yeah. Patty did.
Oh, God, that's crazy.
You should ask her.
You should ask her about our
relationship. I'm going to ask her that on Monday. That's awesome.
Yeah, she did.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. So we're headed out to Jill's at the end of this month for her annual charity luncheon that she does.
Where's that?
Hampton's party.
It's in the Hamptons.
Ooh.
Yeah. So fabulous. So I've been wanting to go the last few years, but I haven't been able to make it there. So I'm super excited about going this year. I think I'm doing a web series with Us Weekly while I'm out there. So there's some fun stuff going on, and I'm excited to go.
That's exciting.
Did she share anything with you about being back on the show for a couple episodes, or anything about Luann's wedding?
You know what? We haven't talked about those things specifically, but I'm not going to lie. I'm excited to go back.
Yeah,
but we could totally call her. I was going
to
say, hi, Jill.
We've been trying to get her on the show forever, actually, which is really funny.
We should call her. Sitting here.
We should call her. Wait, that's hilarious.
Should we do it?
Let's do that. I don't know.
Can you imagine?
Let's you guys keep going. I'll see if she picks up.
Okay, so we'll keep going, and we'll see if we get Jill Zarin.
She said that she's visited, so this won't be such a crazy
surprise. Yeah,
she's tweeted us before.
Oh, yeah. She follows some of the girls here, too.
Yeah.
And we've had most of the housewives at this point. You've always been one of the ones that we've wanted for a very long time. So it's really cool to have you. So talking about this crazy trip, it's very interesting to see Tinsley in all this. Tinsley's very new to the show. You know, we've all been kind of feeling back and forth about her. Like, we don't think she shared enough. And then we're like, oh, she's kind of boring. And then we're like, oh, we really like her. But tonight she was really upset, crying over the fact that she thought Sonia and Ramona didn't think she was a good house guest.
Right.
did you think those were what they call them, crocodile tears?
Yeah, I didn't see any tears.
Did you see?
No witness.
So she was doing the Tamra tears.
Yes.
Tamra tears. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Crocodile tears.
Right, right.
I don't know if you're a Tamra fan, but clearly I'm not.
She's good for reality TV.
That's true. Yeah. I will give you that for sure. She yeah. knows how to stir that pot and she manipulate.
I think
all
that Tinsley just flat out was just like, I don't care about the cameras. Like, she's really thinking about her life, and it's like a raw moment for her to be really that upset, because that's really her life. Her life yeah. is like press and things like that. So for her to feel disrespected, I'm glad that came out, because that's what you need to do to be on these shows.
Oh, you think it struck a nerve because she was already in the press for being arrested yeah. for stalking or whatever?
Like, she's
was
trying
it?
So hard
she
to.
Was
to
so something.
She was, well, her ex, she was stalking? She was stalking?
Yeah, is she that like got arrested.
She got arrested.
For, she has a mugshot?
She has a mugshot. That's
wait,
like the whole
she
thing.
Got arrested for stalking the
Yes.
It was stalking, right? I'm correct, right?
Okay. Which was like such great housewives potential. I was like, she's going to be awesome. She's
a great housewife.
She has a mugshot. She's so different.
We thought she was going
to
be awesome.
She introduces herself to everybody and she goes, hi, my name's Tinsley and I have a mugshot, basically. That's how she introduces
herself. And her intro, she says mugshot as well. So she's claiming that she's...
Oh, okay. Well, good for her that she's owning it.
Yeah,
but I have to ask an important catch-up question.
Sure.
Because Gretchen and I are out of the loop. So how come she's not in her house?
She doesn't have a house.
Why?
She used to live in New York, and then, she moved to Florida.
Right. She moved to Palm Beach or something in Florida and came back after she had a divorce, and now she's staying with Sonia.
Okay.
And
are you
she's
kidding
comes,
me?
She to comes get her from foot tons, off the she ground. Has tons of money. The thing is,
yeah,
like,
that's
she's,
why I'm confused.
But well, no. she now she's staying in a hotel. She's going to stay in a hotel.
But this is why I'm confused.
Yeah, why?
Because the group bringing us out to Jill's, we're spending a couple nights in the city, and what did he say? You guys should stay at Tinsley's house.
No.
What did he
Interesting.
Say?
No, honey, we're staying with the gal from Australia.
I know, but he said Tinsley, we should stay at Tinsley's house in one of the messages.
I wouldn't be surprised if he has a house in the Hamptons because she comes from a lot of money.
I don't think so. I don't think that's what he said. But
go back and check my text messages.
Yeah. Check those receipts.
Slade is like the detective of Bravo.
Well,
awesome.
I'm just starting a rumor. I'm spending the night with Tinsley.
Well, you are a housewife hunter, and you like to date housewives.
Wait a minute. Tell us this, Slade.
Get started.
Okay, wait. Yeah.
She's a blonde twink.
I mean, no disrespect. I hope you don't.
No, I'm laughing about
Yeah, I know. You have
a great
personality. So
I'm totally cool.
Three housewives, Gretchen being the third, right? It was... You dated Joe, Laurie,
George.
You dated George.
Well, I had never come out about George until Gretchen outed me right now. Thanks, Gretchen.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Joe and Laurie.
And then
me.
Okay. Yeah. So you just kept upgrading.
I think that was it.
Aww.
Now you're at the highest point.
Let's just put it that they're the only three housewives that were on the show.
It's so funny, though. You really have been there since season one.
Look at Gretchen.
I'm so confused.
I don't either. But
we caught that
season one.
Season one. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. My neighbor created the series.
Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your neighbor.
I still remember these episodes. I'm having flashbacks. I'm seeing the Hummer. I'm seeing the Mercedes that you had. It's just, I've been watching this from the beginning.
So here's a fun fact that nobody really knows. So Scott, he's a neighbor, literally two houses away.
Wow.
And we had mutual friends. And he had approached me about this new show that he was creating, and it was an unscripted comedy. And he was a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and you know, he had talked with me about doing some stuff, and I'm a big comedy fan, and was doing some stuff within the comedy space, and he's like, I really would love to have you on this show. And as we were talking, unfortunately, I don't know, a week or two later, a neighbor became very ill and ended up having brain cancer. Scott had this amazing event at his home. We got people to come in and donate gifts for auction to help the family raise money. And one of the things that he put up for auction was an opportunity to be part of this show that he was creating. And so I said, you know what? I'm happy to donate. And I donated, I don't know, $3,500 or something towards the family. And he's like, okay, that's it. You got your spot on the show. You got your spot on the show. And it was really done to help a neighbor. But the truth is, I think I paid.
Right.
He
did
have an appearance on the show.
Right.
And then they liked him and Joe, and then they made him like full-time cast members. So
crazy.
Technically, Slade was the first cast on Rome.
You were. You definitely were. You are the OG of the OG.
Yeah.
Of the OG.
Right? Even though Vicky claims that title, I think it might be it.
She's going to be a little jealous.
A little bit.
Yeah.
God, I have so many questions about OC, but we're at New York, so we got
to
go back.
Let's go to New York.
All right. So, no, it's me. I'm just...
distracting.
I know. Something funny tonight, Bethany said about Ramona. She's miserable, disgusting, grabby twat.
Ooh, that's low blow.
She went there.
Yeah, she went there several times.
Miserable, disgusting, grabby twat.
Yeah.
That's a nice ring.
So it was,
That's low.
This is
pretty
in the
low,
season
right?
where it gets really good, though, because, you know, we thought for a second that Bethany wasn't going to be filming with Ramona, and to see them together, it's like they're going to be
why
friends.
Why weren't they going to be filmed?
They got in like a huge fight this season because Ramona mentioned her daughter in like a negative way, talking about her Bethany's nudity and her past porn experiences on camera, and that didn't strike well with Bethany. But we're here now, and they're together. So I think this is how it works.
I think production
forced
her to invite her, honestly, because I think Ramona was acting like she was going no matter what. She's like, "Well, I'm going. Like this is my group."
Well,
group.
Listen, one of those.
Listen, yeah. I mean, here's the thing: when you're filming a reality show, you don't get to go, "I'm not going to film with this person." And if you start having that sort of attitude,
you're out of there.
You're gonna be done. So what, at least on Orange County, what they always used to say is you don't have, like, you can leave or whatever, but you have to show up and you have to engage. And then if you decide, like, I'm out of here, bye.
Right.
But, like, you don't get a choice. Like, you have to be involved in filming. And this happens a lot because a lot of the girls, you know, get hit heads or butt heads. But at some point, like, you're filming a reality show. Like, you can't not film with other people. Like, it doesn't right. work that way.
You have to engage. Yeah. They always say you have to engage.
Yeah, they say you always
have to engage. But now, before you go too quickly for the male audience of AfterBuzz TV, let's not glaze over the after porn experiences. Like, I'm not to speed on the porn, aspect of things.
Did they actually go into detail about that or no?
It was in the media way before they said it on the show, or around the time. So it was, like, Cinemax. It was very, like, innocent, soft, like, wasn't anything
she
too crazy.
Owned it too. She said, like, I own it. Like,
yeah,
this,
she
I'm
said
not,
that
not
she owned
anything.
It as well.
So she
did participate in it.
Yeah,
it,
when
yeah.
She lived in
yeah, and it was it? Like, it wasn't porn, but it was like, was it? It was something like
soft
where
it was a sexual.
It was a
scene.
Sexual.
It
scene.
Was like cinema. It was
she
like
got
a cinema.
To do like very
soft
sexy.
Core porn.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know what that even means. Soft core. I don't know what the difference. I don't.
Let's investigate. Is it really bad if we send people to AfterBuzz TV and they can click on a link to find the soft core porn?
Yes, probably. No, but I don't.
Real Housewives in New York.
But I don't understand, like...
I'm just trying to highlight the porn.
Yeah, totally.
He's porn
just...
Stuff.
You like, he's thinking about the men.
God. Oh, my God. This is why I can't bring him in.
Yep. This is my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is totally your fault.
I'm doing this to the male audience, and
sock
porn
and mouth.
Gives them a buzz.
I remember the other night when I said sock and mouth? That's it right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I totally was clueless, because I clearly don't follow
people. And they fought about it after, so that had happened, and then there was episodes after that where they were talking about it again, and... It just didn't go well with them.
Did Bethany say why she did? Was it because of money thing? Like, was she
at the
struggling?
Time she was struggling? Oh. Yeah,
she was
yeah.
like 21 at the time.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
So okay, very much typical of something Ramona will do. She again asks the staff to unpack for her on this trip. She's bossing them around. This point, I'm surprised because she's watched herself for so many years. You would think she'd become a little more self-aware, but she's not. Do you think that at this point she does it because she knows it gets her a lot of attention, or do you think she actually?
I think that's a good point.
Is just
I think it does.
Clueless to it still.
I think she does it for a little bit of attention. That's her thing, and
it's the
this
thing.
Is her persona on the show. If she doesn't do that, then it's like, oh, Ramona, like, what happened
what
to
happened
you?
What happened to you?
Yeah, yeah, it's like being consistent throughout what she's doing.
She's embracing
so
it.
That's
yeah.
my opinion.
No, I do agree with that because, I mean, girls on my own cast, you see this kind of caricature of who they are in their real life come out on the show, and then you're, like, hanging out with them outside the show, and you're like, that's really weird because you're, like, nothing like what you're pretending to be on the show. So I think that, for sure, I think once a character is developed on a show, they almost feel like they have to kind of live up to that.
Yeah.
And they have to continue with that to keep their spot on the show or whatever it is, you know?
But don't you find it interesting that the producers are so great at really casting people that have the elements of a particular character?
Yes.
So one person is highly intelligent.
Genius.
She's the business person. This person is crazy and arrogant.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of know that she has a
little bit but that's my point. It's not like it's like a total opposite of who the person is. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that they're taking who they really are and exemplifying it maybe by, you know, 10 times or whatever to really, you know, make this caricature of who they already are. So maybe it would be like, oh, just unpack my bags. But then it's like this whole big scene around it as opposed to just like, you know, go get my bags or whatever, you know?
So doing like a chemical peel right before you're filming, is that just because you're so comfortable with the cameras?
You know what? I got to give it to her for that one. I got to say, like, if you are that brazen to like go looking like Sonia said it best, yeah, with like a pizza without its cheese. Terrible. Or whatever it was.
Like, I thought roadkill. Was that mean?
God, stop.
It was really mean.
I mean, God bless her that she is that secure, honestly, to like do that. But I'm sorry. I don't think that would be a good look for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone, I think she just like didn't think about it. That's why I think
especially so close to a trip. You don't want to do anything like that. Yeah, crazy.
It's crazy. How do you not think about like
you? Because that's why they like her, I think.
I think it's just the Ramona coaster, the turtle time, but honestly, that is the reason that people do tune in, is to see just that kind of crazy, wild. I mean, like Vicky's very much that on OC. It's just like she just doesn't care. And some days you're like, oh honey, come on, you gotta care right now, like, you know. And by the way, I'm back to being friends with Vicky, and I love her. But like, that's what's interesting, is because it makes just funny TV. Because there's some people that really don't care, and there's some people that do care.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Do you feel like there's any similarities between the relationship of Ramona and Sonia to Vicky and Tamra? And that they always seem to find their way back to each other. I'm not saying it did happen this time with Ramona, with Vicky and Tamra, but it typically does.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Tamra and Vicky always seem to find a way to come back together or whatever. And but I don't know. This last time, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see if it can be repaired on both sides, both Vicky's side and both Tamra's side. I think that Vicky, for once, kind of really saw the true colors of Tamra, and I think that she has kind of played dumb to it, or just kind of tried to ignore it before, and now she's like, wow, like she can be evil and mean and vicious. Where and interesting enough, I'm sure from Tamara's point of view, she feels the same way. So I just think it's really just a bad place for the two of them, and they're just I think the fans really want to see them get back together, but it would be interesting to see how they come back together.
I think what's different this time around is that when Tamra unfollowed Brianna on social media, and it kind of created that, okay, Vicky has her daughter back, and that wedge that was like the bridge that was there is kind of not there. It's a little bit like 75-25 in my opinion. So it's going to be interesting to see if they do come back together. I don't know.
I never really understood the whole Brianna thing with Vicky, though. I mean, with Tamra. Like, I think
it was Brooks that had kind of kept them. That's true. It was the Brooks thing.
You're right. Yeah. That's a good point.
But now that Brooks is gone.
But even a little before Brooks, like, she always seemed to, like, go on Tamra's side. I'm like, it's your mom. Like, I don't get that. Like, my mom would be so mad at me if I was, like, taking one of her enemies' friends.
Tamra's only befriending Brianna to get information about Vicky.
Yeah. Of course, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, we're totally talking about OC. Do you think that the network, they cast that kind of person for every franchise? Like, you see Sonya, and you think maybe Tamra is the Sonya of Orange County.
Yeah.
Was it Brandy for Beverly Hills? She was kind of the Sonya.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how there's always that element, isn't it?
Oh, not always.
I don't think it's Sonya for New
York.
But
Sonya's not Tamra. Yeah, no. I think that Sonya's a...
No, Sonya's definitely not Tamra for New York.
I would say, I don't know who Tamra would be, but yeah, there's just definitely...
Tamra and Brandy are very similar.
Yeah.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like a recipe. It's a recipe. It's a recipe. It's all the ingredients.
Yep,
and I think what they're doing now with Peggy on OC, which is completely different from what they've done before, and now with Tinsley, who they know how she is. They know that she's a little bit more fragile than some of the other women.
She's the Kristen Takeman. I mean, they've kind of replaced her.
Yeah, exactly. To see somebody like that, it's kind of like, okay, let's see what's going to happen. Yeah, they take more risk now than they did before.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what we're going to get out of Peggy, though. I don't know. I mean, we only had one episode. It takes a long time to really get to know somebody, but
something different.
It's definitely something different. I was surprised when they cast her, because I just didn't think they were going to go far different than what they've normally done.
Yeah. I would cast the 100th housewife. Yeah. Any of her friends, like, would be... like.
Do you know how many people constantly are like, you need to have a show separately with
your
friends?
No, because they're all
friends.
Super wealthy.
Know,
and
they're
all fabulous. And I actually met a lot of them, and they're all very, very sweet. Cool. But they all live...
Lavish.
Lavish
lives. But you know that's why they wouldn't work. I'll tell you exactly why it doesn't work. Because they aren't dysfunctional. These girls are really salt of the earth girls that are business people, that are beautiful, that are smart, they're doing charities.
But even one of them, insert just one of them in that.
Well, they were talking to Layla for a long time.
I know. She would be great.
I thought she would be great too, but it never worked out. So
I could see that. But that's where I think I see a show in and of that.
I know, and actually, there's a couple other networks that have been looking.
Oh, I'm sure
so.
It would be silly not to.
That'd be cool.
Okay, so do we agree that Ramona always? Okay, so Ramona says that she always says what everyone else is thinking.
No.
So do we all agree with that? No. Okay. Just checking.
I don't think so.
Can I ask what a Lee is?
What is a Lee?
I don't know what a Lee
hashtag
is.
Hashtag what is a Lee? Let us know. Guys, comment on YouTube. Let us know. What is a Lee right
Somebody
now?
Somebody tell me. I was
if
thinking
you speak
maybe...
turtle time, I want to know what a Lee
is.
Yes,
I feel like she was saying like a leech, I feel like is what she meant to say or something. Yeah. But
she was
like
saying she's... avoid it like the plague, but she said avoid it like a Lee.
Oh, like a Lee.
I think she was confusing two phrases.
Like I was thinking like she was talking about like leeching off of somebody is what I thought she was going with.
Right.
Yeah, she tried to say leech. And then she brought up Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Is that where the stalking took place?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes. The location of the stalking.
I feel like an investigator.
Well, it's interesting that Sonia actually said that she agrees with Bethany, that she changes in front of Ramona.
That was interesting.
Did you ever feel like, and, you know, this is kind of, but it's long gone, so I can ask. Did you ever feel like you changed a little bit with Tamra?
What do you mean?
Like, did she ever kind of inspire you to be a little less?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, did you feel like you had to be somebody else around her?
No, I did not feel like I needed to be somebody else. However, I found myself, because she would be texting me all the time, kind of behind the scenes, like stuff about somebody.
Yeah.
And it was so easy to kind of get caught up in it.
Right.
As opposed to when I wasn't friends with her, I wasn't getting that. So, like, if she's texting me behind the scenes, oh, Alexis did this today. And I'd be like, I can't believe she did that. And not even really knowing if she did it or not, but she made it sound so horrible that I, like, got sucked into it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Tamara's, like, the queen of, like, all the behind the scenes, like, you know, manipulating and sending texts and doing all this stuff. And, like, Lydia was actually the one after I left the show that told me, like, I can't believe you didn't know Tamara wasn't your friend. And I was like, no, look at the text of what she was sending me. And she's like, look at the text she was sending the whole group about you. And I was
like, look at my best friend bracelet that we have.
Yeah.
So I was like, but I was like so clueless. But again, like you said, it's probably what makes her good for TV because she knows how to stir that pot. But I'm just not that person. And I really believe that our friendship was like authentic. But I get what Sonia's saying. Sometimes there's certain people you're around that kind of pull out the side of you.
They're like
I'm not sure. They do. I love that side of me, but for some reason they're like pulling that out of me. It's weird.
Yeah. I think we've all felt that. I've definitely felt that.
It's kind of like you have that friend that like influences you and then you start becoming like them and you know it's happening, but you're like, I'm just going to write it out like this. And then when you're away from them, you're like, okay, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Exactly.
But that's so true for life because how many times do you see people going, get the negative out of your life, put the positive in your life? And it's like, you do sometimes have to do like kind of a check of all the people that you have around you and go, okay, this is bad. Cut them out.
Totally.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We
absolutely
should have everybody tweet After Buzz TV. Do you have a two-faced Barney in your life?
Oh, Lordy.
Let us know.
Trending on Twitter.
Two-faced Barney, trending.
Oh my God. Stop. So here's the real question. Who planted the story in Page Six tonight? Because I want to hear that. Every week we see another Page Six article that becomes a storyline. Now, I feel like it must be a producer, somebody just, obviously, maybe Bravo plants it, and then they bring it up during filming to get somebody aggravated with somebody else. I don't know. What are you guys feeling?
You
what is your
talk? Because I feel like
we have a very
she's gonna give it away
vocal
at the end,
opinion.
So what do we think beforehand?
I think it definitely was a producer because I don't think it was. I just don't think it just didn't seem like it was Ramona for the exact reason.
Oh, I'm sorry. Something was in my throat. I'm sorry.
Let me keep drinking.
The exact reason that Bethany said it wasn't about her boob job, it wasn't about her business, it wasn't about herself. She's not.
That was funny when Bethany said
to
that.
To plant a story about like Tinsley not being grateful, Ramona. That doesn't serve Ramona.
No one cares.
I think
and the show isn't even being filmed right now.
Bitch got paid.
But the show wasn't even being filmed at that time. So it's not like before the show came out, I had absolutely no idea who Tinsley was. Everybody acted like they knew. I had no clue.
But that was posted before the show came out.
Well, they were filming. It was in the middle of filming, so I assume.
Yeah, that's my point. In the middle of filming. Like,
I mean, the show didn't. I don't think the show came out yet. Would you think that this
was? No, I think it was like while they were. Like,
you think
while
it was?
They're filming.
It was during production.
It's during production. The story came out, and that's why it became a story on the show. So that's exactly right.
But was the show already out? Like, did we already see season episode one?
No, but I feel like everyone who reads Page Six is like,
Tinsley's brand new.
Tinsley Mortimer. She's
By the way, because
she's a pretty well-known socialite.
Yeah, she's a well-known socialite, and as soon as people knew that there was something going on, it was all in the past.
So what do you?
She's been
what's
in the
your,
media a lot before.
You think so? Okay, so I don't remember from that.
Yeah.
What do you think happened there?
Here's my thing. I had
Get
an experience.
Gretchen. Tell him. You tell him, Gretchen.
To tell you the truth, the story's a little too long, And I don't like pointing fingers, but there was an incident that happened between me and Tamara that linked back to Ramona and Page Six, and I got confirmation that Ramona was involved in it.
Ramona?
Yes.
With you?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because she had dinner
with Tamara.
And Tamara had disclosed all this information to her, and next thing you know, it's in Page Six, and then Tamara's blaming me for it, and I'm like, but you just had dinner with Ramona, told her all these things. Anyways, it was just
And we, of course, have no access to a New York rag.
First of all, I barely even talked to any press, unless I'm literally on a press line, which, by the way, OC always used to go, Gretchen's talking to the press, and I'm just like, okay, there was an incident that happened one time, and every single housewife's phone rang, and they're like, oh, that's Radar, oh, that's Us Weekly, oh, my phone wasn't ringing.
You know what? You'll totally remember this. Do you remember when Alexis showed her fashion line?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, Vicky was in the hospital, and everyone's standing around with their phones. And all of a sudden, Tamara's going, oh, that's Radar Online that's calling me right now. Oh, that's National Enquirer. They contacted me. And like everyone's phone, you can watch the episode. Yeah, everyone's phones are blowing up.
I don't think they showed it on the episode because I don't think they wanted people to know that the press was calling girls. But I was right there and I saw the whole thing and I was like sitting there. And I even made a joke. I was like, why isn't my phone ringing? Like, my phone wasn't ringing.
Because they don't have our number.
Because they don't have our number. But what's funny is that I always got blamed for, like, stuff going in the press. And it was like, and I've just learned with these girls that most of what they're accusing somebody else of, it's because themselves are doing it. But, yes. So anyways, yes. My thing is I really don't know who put this article out with Ramona and this whole thing. But it seemed like, to me, watching it, my opinion was that Sonia seemed pretty innocent in that. And I feel like if there was anybody that might have been involved, it might have been Ramona.
So Ramona gets paid? Is that how it works?
You know what? I don't even know. Slay can't say yes because he really doesn't know.
I didn't say anything. Yeah. I was actually fixing my hair.
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure. It depends on what it is. I think there are certain things that do get paid. I don't know about housewife.
You probably get perks, maybe. Yeah. And it's like, if you give them a story, then they'll give you a good story.
I mean, they want to be in the press. Yeah. Most of them want to be in it regardless.
I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Not all of them, but the most dysfunctional ones.
That makes sense.
I'd have to ask my friend who works for Us Weekly.
Okay, fine.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That would make sense if that was somebody's motive. But, like, for me, I don't want to sound... bad, but I got pressed whether or not you know what I mean? That already came naturally to me, so maybe that's part of the reason I had no motivation to go get pressed, was because the press was coming because of my business and because of the other things. So I didn't have any true motivation to go, I'll give you this if you give me that. Yeah. It was already happening, you know?
Right.
I think maybe in this instance, maybe it was that, I'm not sure 100%, but you can't trust Ramona and Sonia because they work as such a good Bonnie and Clyde team, that they would both be like, okay, we're both going to stick with this, because you can't change your stories. Mm-mm, when you have a story and you say you didn't do it, you can't change it.
And some people stay
quiet. Some people do.
Until you become like Phaedra.
Bravo loves the hypocrisy.
I was just going to say, or you can just like backstab your friend in 5 seconds and change your story.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only other option.
And Sony's going to cover up for Ramona no matter what. She's never going to throw her under the bus. Whatever she says, she'll be like, oh, whatever you say, Ramona.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you say. Okay, we can all just say if we fall and we're around Ramona, she's not going to help us.
Oh my god!
So,
right?
What the heck was that? Poor Luann is like wasted.
She didn't even say like, oh my god, like I would have jumped down. She like elegantly walked around. She's like, darling, take the stairs next time. And you're like, what's
she like scolded her? Like you thought there was a stair there, but there's not a stair that you have to walk around.
I was like, who does that? She could have like broken her neck or ankle or something.
Crazy.
Can we tag this segment of AfterBuzz TV, pound Stumbelina?
Yes.
And then kind of go through aspects of her drunkenness.
But I have to say, though, that was the best TV ever. It was kind of like the night of my naked wasted party where everyone's like, oh my god, you were drunk. And it was like so fun and silly, and like it was just so raw. But like that, I love this part with Luann because
it's the best.
Like they were saying, nobody's really seen her like that.
Yeah.
And it was funny and entertaining. And it's by the way, we've all been there, right?
It makes you even more relatable.
Yes.
And the whole countess and the wife and everything she's doing, that kind of just made you like her even more.
Yes. And the funniest part is she fell down in the bush, and I think that she was having fun with her leg at that point.
Yeah, yeah, she's enjoying it.
You know, flopping all around. I love this.
I like
right
how
now.
Ramona had the help come and help her out.
Yeah, she did not. Yeah, she called them.
She
called
the help.
She called the help.
She's like, help me. Help. And take my luggage and help Luann out of the bush, please.
But that's got to be embarrassing to dive into someone else's bush. I mean, you know, that was their pound bush diver. I mean, I got t-shirts all day.
You are into the pound tonight.
Come on, there's a lot of correlation between pounding and bush diving.
There is.
They're very connected.
All that was missing tonight was Dorinda. Dorinda, I don't know if you've seen it yet.
Dorinda got overshadowed.
Dorinda
tonight.
Drunk is the best Dorinda.
Oh, is she?
I don't watch her now.
Awesome.
That's how she talks. The best ever.
Oh, that's funny.
That would have been great, but I think it would have maybe trumped a little bit over Luann.
Tonight was Luann's night for sure.
She was slurring. Yeah.
It's very rare that a housewife kicks her own ass.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That was
seeing
funny.
Bethany give it to Ramona, I mean, Bethany really is just done with Ramona at this point. But it's almost like they're laughing it off a little bit. Like, they don't take each other serious. Even when they're getting reprimanded by Bethany.
But you know what's funny? This is the one thing. I don't watch New York a lot. Like, I really only watch Beverly Hills, honestly. That's the only one I really watch. And I don't even watch that consistently. But what I loved about watching tonight's show is I feel like with these girls, there's such an interesting connection with each one of the girls.
Like
you're saying, like, it's not like hatred. It's not like I want to, like, take you down, burn your house, kill your children.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you are annoying me in this moment and whatever. And it's kind of like an East Coast thing, I think. It's like a sisterly weird love. It's like entering ninth grade
and knowing that 10th, 11th, 12th, like, you're all going to be in it together.
Yeah.
So you kind of just, it's interesting.
That's
I love that you were on it.
It's totally true. You called it.
That was interesting for me because with Orange County, honestly, it didn't feel like that a lot. And it's still, if you see the last few seasons,
absolutely,
there's always like a big divide.
There is
like,
no ebb and flow, Gretchen. No ebb and flow.
Always it's like, you're part of this group or you're part of this group. And like, even with Sonia, and she's like, listen, B, like, I know I get like that sometimes. Whereas Bethany is literally calling her out, and most girls would be like, bitch, sit down, you know, and they'd be like, oh, Matt,
you're very perceptive.
Bad words on this?
Bethany is literally said to Luann, you are a whore, you are a snake. She has said probably out of every franchise, the worst things people have called each other. And still, they find a way to laugh it off at the end.
Isn't that weird? Interesting?
I think it's an East Coast thing, honestly, because I'm from Boston, and we're very real to each other's faces.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say that to your friends?
I say, listen, you slut monkey. Yep, I do. I do
like,
all the time.
Bitch,
we're just
whore.
Very real to their face, and then it's just over in 2 seconds.
Oh, see?
I like the New York fights. That's why I love New York.
Jersey, too, is kind of like that.
They're, like, a little more evolved than the other ones.
They are
dissecting each other's personalities.
Interesting.
Instead of, like, somebody
did Carol's
to somebody.
Carol's totally, too. Yeah. Carol's very smart.
I kind of like that dynamic.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that we had that dynamic in Orange County a little more.
That would have been nice,
like,
right?
I just feel like it's so cutthroat.
Will you use
Will you use some of what you heard tonight? Like, at some point in a fight, are you going to call me a dirty, grabby bitch whore?
No, it's SWAT. Get it straight.
Oh.
Get it.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Very different. And still, we still think so highly of Bethany, and she is like a truck driver. But still, it's like she's always on point, though.
Yeah,
there's always that one person that drives each show. Like Bethany, I definitely is the face of New York.
Totally.
Vicky is the face of OC.
Yep.
And I think
Lisa Vanderpump
is Beverly Hills. So there's always that one person that nobody wants to cross.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they soften up to these leaders or people that have been there the longest. Because
although I never softened up to Vicky, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, you didn't. I kind of always went toe to toe with her.
But now we're friends, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
that's good. After 25 years, finally, like, we're good.
You know what, though? She's grown so much just as a person and going through the stuff she went through. So it's cool to kind of rekindle a friendship when people are at different stages in their life.
And they go, and I feel like the people that are there the longest, they definitely go back to their original friends, like you, people that were original, because it just kind of makes them, I don't know, it makes them also feel like you guys started this together.
Yeah.
There's all these new people ahead of you, after you.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Like, Nini going back to Kim Zolciak. Like, they always go back to their original people that was part of it. So, it's nice.
Yeah. So, who in New York do you know other than Jill Zarin?
So, I know Jill. Bethany and I know each other. She's always been so sweet and so kind to me. When she did her own show with Ellen, I was one of her... I was, like, the first housewife she had on.
So that was fun and special.
And so...
We've traveled with Sonia.
Remember
the housewife tour that they had?
Yeah, but that's not like we went on a vacation together. Yeah. We were doing the housewife tour. But yeah, no.
Did we not go to a specified location with Sonia?
I mean, it's not like we were on a plane and like went and had, you know, tropical drinks.
Planes, trains, and housewives.
She didn't have tropical drinks, Slade.
Yeah, get
well,
it straight, buddy.
Her and I had something tropical.
So I don't know, have we ever met Carol? I don't think we've met Carol.
No, never met Carol.
I think Kelly Ben Simone. Kelly,
yes.
I don't know about Dorinda. I can't remember if we met
Dorinda.
Not Dorinda. But I, for some reason, I feel like we got connected through something, like an email or Twitter. I forget, but...
Okay.
But yeah, who else is on there? Luann. We love Luann. She's always
Luann's awesome. Yeah, Luann's awesome.
Totally.
Who else is on there?
Ava Drescher.
Aviva.
And then...
Kristen Takeman or Heather Thompson. So I
met Kristen, we met in Arizona.
I feel like I met Heather maybe at Upfronts or something.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, so cool. Jill's really the one that I've stayed in touch with the most.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So since we kind of, I don't, unless you guys wanted to say anything else that happened in the episode, I think we covered everything.
We're good. It was a good episode.
Let's talk, let's do a few minutes we have of some OC questions, if you guys have any questions that you wanted to ask Gretchen. Okay. Anything. Or Slade, obviously.
Mr. OC man.
I do. So what do you miss the most about being on Orange County, being part of the franchise, like as a full-time cast member?
Oh, that's a great question.
Does nothing count? Right. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know what? Listen, I'm so grateful and appreciative of my time on the show. I think it was a very interesting experience. I can't use the word wonderful because it wasn't always, you know, rainbows and butterflies. But
we missed the crew.
I love the crew.
Oh, you got close to the crew?
Yeah. Love the crew. Had a great relationship with them. Evolution, you know, was always great to us. But I feel like probably the thing I miss the most is just connecting with my fans every week. I mean, that was really special for me to really have that every single week. I feel like they're in my living room getting to know what's going on in my life and, you know, connecting that way. But
that's interesting because first season, sorry to interrupt, but the first season you were on, which was, I think, season 4, there was no Instagram or Twitter or anything, right?
So
there was no connection.
Pre-social.
No, there wasn't. It was pre-social. So crazy. I think only maybe MySpace or... Yeah. Maybe there Twitter. Might have been. No, I don't even think
Twitter
it was Twitter.
Was 2008 it came out.
Yeah, so that was right when I came on, right? Yeah, 2008 is right when I came on. But Twitter wasn't a thing yet. Wow. So I think I was the first housewife on Twitter. Like, not housewife, but from my franchise that was on Twitter. So, but you know, they still connect with me through social media, and I have this just amazing, wonderful connection to my fans, and they've been so loyal this many years later.
That's awesome.
And, like, you know, I haven't been on the show for 3 years or however long it's been, and they're still like, come back, please come back. And I'm just like, oh, you guys are so sweet. But, you know, I the thing I really don't miss is just how toxic it was. I mean, it really was toxic. Like, I would go to bed at night just crying and upset and feeling like I always had to defend.
It wasn't worth it to be in front of the cameras, have your show, have that moment.
You know what? Here's the thing. I feel like the 5 years, half a decade I was on that show, it was a great time to be on the show. But I feel like my motivation to continue on would have strictly been focused on money and possibly, you know, the fame that came along with it. And I don't like that my motivation was just that. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I just feel like when you start to, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just became so toxic, and the girls would make up
It wasn't worth it anymore.
Yeah, the girls made up such vicious, vicious lies about me and Slade that I just was going around town feeling like people are looking at me and not seeing the real me, and I really wanted people to see me for the real me.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you? I feel like there's a line. There's a line where you're having an opportunity to film and cover the things that are happening authentically in someone's life, and then there's that line that a lot of the women, I don't want to name any names, oh, I wish I could, are willing to cross that line and say and do anything to stay on TV.
Yeah.
So, and it's a problem because they feel like it's necessary, they perceive that they are paid to make up lies about you or to spin stories or cause problems. And at what point does, you know, the authenticity of the authentic aspect of the show get diluted by the fact that now these people are just doing crazy shit for TV.
Yeah.
So and there is a line there. It fit well for you. Like, once you left, I felt like you had had as a viewer, I felt like you had enough. Like, especially at the reunion, I knew that
that
was, like,
I never even watched that because it was so
vicious.
You never
watched the reunion?
No, she's never seen the episode.
Oh, my God. You looked really good.
Thank you.
It was a green dress, right?
Yeah, it was the green dress.
I love that. It's like pistachio.
I couldn't even watch it because it was just, even the producers came up to me. They're like, we don't know what happened, but the girls were just out to get you. Like, they wanted to take you down.
Wow.
Like, the last month, they just wanted to take you down. And I think that part of the problem for me, honestly, was that I didn't take bullshit and I could always call people out on their shit, and I always had some email proof, text proof, phone call proof, something, because the girls weren't smart enough to know, like, don't lie to me because I'm going to take you to task on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just a very open, honest, raw, real person, and so when somebody is bullshitting me, I'm going to take you to task, and I'm just going to be like, what are you talking about? What do you mean you want to have Alexis at your dress shopping day? Let me show you the text where you say, I hate that bitch. Yeah. Remind me
you're basically going off their script.
I'm going off their script. Yeah. And my thing is that I should have known to play the game a little bit better. I would have been much better at reality TV if I played the game. But I thought it was a reality show. I thought I was being myself and being real. And so when it you know, waved so far off from that, it like, I had this, like, moral conflict inside me. Because I was like, what am I supposed to do right now? Like, I don't really feel this way, so I'm just supposed... And I'm really bad at being fake. Like, that's the one area I struggle in. Like, I can't be like, hi, oh, yeah, I like you. No, I really am pissed off at you right now. But I'm actually kind of like what you said. I'm kind of like the New York way where I'm like, if I have a feeling about you, I'm going to be like, bitch, I don't like you right now, and this is why. But then 5 seconds later, I can be hugging you and hug it out. But I'm not going to be fake from the get-go. Like, I just don't know
how to
Scorpio do
it. Well, but she, yeah. Scorpio.
I remember this conversation because she said something very profound. She says, I feel like participating any longer in the show is completely against my moral fiber as an individual. Mm-hmm. I'm about women's empowerment. I'm about supporting other women in business. I want to create something special that's memorable. Yet I'm being hired to tear down other women.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's literally
and it's so
what my
against
job
who
was.
I am yeah. as a person. Right. It just yeah. there's this internal conflict happening because it's not truly who I am. And I don't care how big the paycheck is. Right. I'm not willing to go to that side. I'm willing to risk the money.
Well, good for you.
Risk being on TV to live up to who I am as a person.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain earlier. That he said it perfectly. I've said it better before.
That's because I speak French. Since we only have a minute left here, what do you think about the current season? Because I think fans that are watching are probably going to want to know, what do you think about the Shannon and everything that's current?
So, I haven't watched the episodes yet, but obviously I hear from everybody, and I'm still friends with Kelly and Vicky and Lydia and a few of the girls. So first of all, I said this the other night on the show, I feel bad for the position that Shannon's in. However, I don't feel bad for the fact that she always seems to blame everyone else for her problems and that she's blaming Vicky for her weight gain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just think that's ridiculous and silly, and I don't think the fans are going to side with her on that one. No. They'll side with her about feeling overweight and not feeling good about yourself, because every woman goes through that, especially as they get older. You know, I think Lydia will be a breath of fresh air for the show and bring back kind of that, you know, happy dance, fun spirit. But it looks like she's gained a little bit of a voice.
Yeah.
And she has a lot more to say, which I think will be interesting and different. Peggy, I've met. She seems really cool, but I don't know if she jives with all the women. So that will be interesting to see how that plays out. Obviously, Vicky and I are back to being friends, and I love that we're in that place. I've always loved Kelly. I think she's got a fun, raw, awesome spirit, but I know that she was really trying to make amends with the girls this season, so it'll be interesting to see that dynamic. And then who else was there? Was there anybody else? Oh, Megan. Really know Megan. I've talked with her once, I think.
I think a lot of people were surprised that they brought her back.
Yeah, but... I was too, actually, because from what I heard, they said that she didn't even want to be back, from what I heard.
Yeah, she didn't.
Maybe she might play a crucial role later in the season, because since there is a divide, there has to be a center, and she might be the center.
But I think that's why they brought Lydia back, because they were hoping Lydia was kind of going to be like the person that
It seems like Lydia's
back.
Sliding off and is going to end up on the Vicky
I feel like that too.
Yeah, Lydia was very different than
she
Lydia,
was a lot. She was a little aggressive.
But you know what? Yeah. I got to tell you, I think that I will tell you from production side of things. If you don't show that side of you, they're gonna go, sorry, thanks, bye. Like, I think that she had to amp it up and say, look, I have an opinion now, I'm gonna say stuff. So I think it'll be interesting to see how the fans respond to it.
Me too.
Well, come back and join us if you want to on the OC. It's Monday, so.
Thank you, honey.
All right, so we don't have time for predictions, but we predict something crazy is gonna happen. So we're gonna start with Slade. Where can everybody find you on social media, Slade?
They can find me at GretchenRossi.com.
Oh, you look great, Gretchen.
I am so anti social, but I'm popping up behind in her social.
Yep, all right.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at FernRone and FernRone.com.
Thomas Arlina.
Hey guys, I'm plugging my show, Your Time with Thomas. It's on YouTube. I've worked really hard on it. Episode 2 comes out Friday. It's about me coming out. It's a really good episode. Check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey guys, Gretchen Rossi. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Gretchen Rossi. My Snapchat is GetGlamWithG.
Ooh, nice. I like that. What's your website? Was it?
Website is GretchenChristine.com.
Cool. Okay, awesome. And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels, and Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels, and we will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.